the word of the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I think I may not need this. Can you turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm glad that I'm in this service. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Before I minister the word of God, I want to say my name's George Mwaura. I think as you have heard, and my wife is Lydia Mwaura. I believe she introduced herself. And both of us, we come from Nakuru. We pastor a church called the House of Worship, Kitty Happy Church. And just like our pastor said, Tony, we used to minister together in the Happy Church Ministries International before he came here. And we have a lot of history, we have a lot of common things. I think we knew one another when we were not married, if I'm not wrong. Those are very many years. And we were commissioned as pastors the same day, the same venue, by the same father. And therefore, we feel so honored to be here this morning and to be able to minister the word of God. Me and Pastor Lydia, we apart from pastoring, we also do worship. And not just singing, but we also teach on worship. And we have a ministry called Global Prophetic Worship Ministry. And the purpose really is to teach men and women on how to get into the presence of God. And my wife has written a very powerful book entitled Coming Back to the Heart of Worship. Because I believe this is the time for us to get back to the heart of worship. Many churches, many people have lost worship. And they think when you go to church, when you get to church, that is worship. Worship, for some of you who have been here, during our Bible study, for the last 3 weeks, she has been teaching on worship. And we have learned so many things on worship. And just to summarize, the worship is a lifestyle. The way you behave at your place of work, the way you behave with your wife, the way you behave with your children, the way you behave even when you are sleeping, you know, your lifestyle, the way you eat, that is worship. The way you come to church late, you know, you are not serious about worship, is a lifestyle. And it's a book I would encourage, those that love to get into the presence of the Lord, they need to get this book. And to buy, and I believe the Lord will bless those who are going to read, and they are going to seek the face of the Lord. Amen. I want to share on a message that I believe this is a message from the Lord. And Pastor Tony, the last time he was in Kenya, he preached in our church, and he preached so hard. So hard until he broke our pulpit, our podium that was made of glass, and I was thinking, I think today is a good day to revenge. So, Pastor, can you start budgeting for a new podium? Because this is the time to revenge, and I believe the Lord will bless us. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to get to the book of 2 Kings. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. And we are going to read from verse 1. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, from verse 1. The Bible says, "And the sons of the prophet say to Elisha, 'See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, And let every man take a beam from there, and let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, Go. Then one said, Please consent to go with your servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down the trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. So the man of God said, Where did it fall? And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. Therefore he said, Pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it. Praise the name of the Lord. My message this morning, I want to call it, Where is your cutting edge? Can you turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, Where is your cutting edge? Turn to the other neighbor, ask the other neighbor, Where is your cutting edge? Because I believe a time has come for us to be able to ask ourselves, Do I still have my cutting edge? Do I still have my cutting edge intact? Because I realize that many of us, we lost our cutting edges, but we do not realize, or we have not recognized that we lost it. And therefore, some of us are being bruised because we are using the wooden handle without the cutting edge. And that is very dangerous because we are going to bruise our hands and we are going to get blisters. And no wonder some of us are struggling so hard, working so hard, but there is no, result. There is no good result. And that's why I am putting across this question, Where is your cutting edge? And the portion of the story that we have read in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, there was these sons, they are called the sons of the prophet, and they were under the servant of the Lord, Elisha. And somehow where they were living became a bit too small for them. And they thought they need to enlarge. They need to get more room. They need to expand. And one of them went to the servant of the Lord and asked him and talked to him and told him, Please, master, could we go to the River Jordan and be able to get some beams there so that we can cut down the trees and beams and bring so that we can be able to enlarge the place that we are living in? And the Bible tells us that the servant of the Lord, Elisha, consented and said, It is okay. Because I believe he found it was important for them to enlarge, for them to expand. Just like the way each one of us, it is our desire to expand. It is our desire to be fruitful, to move from one level to the other. And the story continues to say that one of them also requested him, Can we go with you? And Elisha accepted. And they went and they started cutting down the trees. They started working. They started doing what brought them to that particular place. And the Bible tells us, as they were cutting down the trees, one of them, for some reasons, the axe head that was fixed to the handle somehow, came out. And when it came out, it went to the river, and he shouted. And he was so discouraged because the Bible tells us that it was borrowed. It was not his. So he ran to the servant of the Lord, Elisha. In fact, he did not tell him that, that I have lost the cutting edge. But he went and cried. And he was crying and he was saying, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. I wonder what Elisha thought, because he was not told the reason. But that was a sign of, I am sorry for whatever has happened. He ran and shouting, Alas, master, it was borrowed. And the servant of the Lord was asking, What is it? And he said, I have lost my cutting edge. I have lost the most important thing, the most important tool in this assignment. And this is the cutting edge that we need to use to enlarge, to cut down the trees and enlarge the place of our dwelling. And the servant of the Lord asked him, where did it fall? Where did it fall? And he told the servant of the Lord, come, I show you where it fell. And I believe they went together. And this young man showed the servant of the Lord where the iron axe head fell. And somehow, by God's power, the servant of the Lord got a stick and threw it, and the axe head came and swam. And this young man took it, and he continued working. He continued cutting down the trees. And I believe he was very happy because he had recovered what he had lost. And that was the most important thing that he needed in that assignment. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that is that story. But my question is, what can we learn from this story? What lesson today is the Lord wants us to learn? And I want you to look yourself, all of us that are here, I want you to see yourself like this son of the prophet. I want to look at yourself that you have an assignment, and the assignment is to enlarge your spiritual boundaries. Your assignment is to make progress. Your assignment is to move forward. Your assignment is to move from one glory to the other. That is what you called. Did you know each one of us, when we were created, we were not created just to be in a status quo. We were created to move forward. In the book of Genesis, if you read the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 28, the Bible says when God created Adam and Eve, he blessed them and he said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the heaven and all the animals that move upon the earth. In other words, we have a DNA of fruitfulness. We have a DNA of progress. We have a DNA of enlargement. That is what we have been called, and that is what God assigned us, to be fruitful, to enlarge. So we are like these sons of the prophets, that we need to enlarge. Did you know you left your house this morning to come to this service because you wanted to enlarge your spiritual territory? You wanted to enlarge your spiritual boundary, just like this son of the prophets. And I want you to see Elisha as representing God, because even as we come here, we don't want to come here without the presence of God. We don't want to be in this service when we realize that God is not there. And that is why when we come here, we are told, let us get into the presence of the Lord. Because I believe as we enlarge our spiritual boundaries, our spiritual territory, the presence of the Lord needs to be here. Praise the name of the Lord. And I also want you to look at the axe head. And the axe head represents the power to get the job done. I want you to look at the axe head as the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. I want you to look at the iron as the authority of God, the anointing of God, the presence of God. Because even as we enlarge our spiritual boundaries, our spiritual territories, we cannot have the power without the authority of God, without the presence of God. We need God as we move on. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We need the power of God. We need the authority of God. We need the anointing of God. We need the presence. That is our cutting edge. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, it's so hard, it's so difficult as a believer to move even a single day without the authority of God, without the presence of God. Moses said,
If you don't go with me, please do not send me. Because he realized it is important and it is necessary for his presence, for his authority, for his power to go with him. Praise the name of the Lord. The cutting edge. Let me remind you about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. When they still had their cutting edge, they had a good relationship with the Lord. When they had not sinned, they had the authority of God, they had the power of God, they had the favor of God. Wait until they lost it. They lost the cutting edge. What happened? They started hiding from God. They started hiding from God. And when God came to look for them, he could not find them. And this is what when he was shouting for them, they said, "Oh, we realize we are naked and we hid from you." When you lose your cutting edge, that's the time you start hiding. Praise the name of the Lord. When you don't do according to the will of God, you lose the presence of God, you lose the power of God, you lose the authority of God. That's the time you see somebody becomes busy, doesn't want to come to church. He doesn't want to have a fellowship. He doesn't want to be involved in the things of God. The problem is not that you are busy. The problem is not the schedule of work. The problem is you lost the cutting edge. You don't have the cutting edge. You lost the cutting edge. When Adam and Eve, they lost the cutting edge, they started hiding. They started running away from God. This is what happens when you lose the cutting edge. I remember the title of my message, "Where is your cutting edge?" Do you still have your cutting edge? Praise the name of the Lord. We need the power of God. We need the cutting edge. Do you know it is only the cutting edge that will make you stop sinning? It is the cutting edge that will make you wake up early and pray. It is only the cutting edge that will help you to witness. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, education, money, natural abilities in the world cannot be compared to the cutting edge that God has given each one of us as believers. And if you read the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse 13, this is a story of Peter and John. And the story of Peter and John, verse 13 says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John, and they realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that this man had been with Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. They looked at these guys. They looked, ordinary men. In Kenya, tunasema washamba, washamba. Eh, wanakaa watu wamtoka washamba, ni washamba. Eh, wafara. Eh, but there is one thing that was so distinct. That they were doing extraordinary things. They realized that they had an extra power. They had an edge over the others. And they were asking themselves, what is the secret? They are ordinary men and they are unschooled. But they realized they had one thing. They were with Jesus. They had the presence of God. They had the power of God. They had the ordinary. They were ordinary, but they had the power. They had the cutting edge and they were able to make an impact in their generation. Praise the name of the Lord. When you have your cutting edge, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter how you came to America. When you have a cutting edge, you will always move forward. You will always have an edge over the other. You will always be respected because you are with the presence of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Without the cutting edge, it is dangerous because you can never serve the Lord properly. You can never enjoy Christianity. You can never make an impact in life. You see, this young man, he started very well. He was very committed. He was very hardworking. He had that desire to move forward. But unfortunately, he lost the cutting edge and he could not continue. This is what happens. When we lose the cutting edge, We will work very hard. We will try to be committed, but we cannot make an impact because we have lost the cutting edge. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to tell you, and I want to challenge each one of us. I want you to look at your life and ask yourself, do I still have the cutting edge? Do I still have that cutting edge? Because some of you, you felt powerless. You have felt powerless. You have no power. You feel distance from God. You lost your focus. You lost your priorities. You lost your passion. You lost your discipline. You lost your commitment to the things of God. And you do not know that you have lost those things. You do not understand that you have lost your focus. Your focus now is no longer things of God. Your focus is on things that will drive you away from God. Your focus is your work. Your focus is your children. Your focus is your wife. Your focus is in any other things. You do not anymore focus on God. Your priorities nowadays, they are not the things of God. The love that you had for God is no longer there. Your passion for the things of God is no longer there. Some of you, when you are in Kenya, and this is a story we hear all over, people testify and say, when I was in Kenya, I used to go for caches. When I was in Kenya, I used to move from one estate to the other, preaching the word of God. But what happened when you came here? You don't pray anymore. You are not committed to the things of God. If he's coming to the church, I was asking Pastor Tony, why do you come to church so late? 11 o'clock. To us, it's so late. But still, even 11 o'clock, some people still come late. Still come late. What happens? It is the focus. It is the priority. If you had, I was talking to another lady in Virginia, and she was saying, since she came to America, she had a covenant with the Lord that she will never work on a Sunday. And she was testifying and she was saying, I have never gone broke. Why? It is because of her priority. Her priority is the things of God. Her priority, her focus is the things of God. And you're asking yourself, how can I get back to the place where I was before? How can I regain the sense of his presence in my life? I want to challenge you. It is possible. It is possible to recover your cutting edge. The only thing that you need to understand is you have lost it and you don't have it. You need to ask, to look at yourself. You know, when we are seated here, sometimes it's very hard to know who is who. Remember the story of the 10 virgins in the book of Matthew. And the 10 virgins, the Bible tells us, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. But the only thing is, they realized later, but when they were seated in a church, I believe it was a church or a hall, they were there practicing. They were putting on the same uniform. They had put on the same hairstyle, the same shoes. They had practiced a whole week dancing. And when they were seated there, nobody knew the difference between the 5 foolish virgins and the 5 wise ones. But a time came when the bridegroom came and they realized that they did not have enough oil. They realized they did not have the cutting edge. The cutting edge for them was the oil. Praise the name of the Lord. And some of us, we may be seated here just looking like the others and doing things normally like all the others, but we do not have the oil that we need to push us through. We do not have the cutting edge. We do not have that power, that authority that we need to push us through. And you know what happened to those 5 foolish virgins? When they realized that they do not have, they ran to the others and they said, oh, we have realized that we do not have enough oil. Thank God that they realized and they accepted that they did not have. They accepted that they had a problem. You see, some of us, the problem is we do not accept that we have a problem. We do not accept. We just remain like that. We know we are suffering. We are dying inside. You know you lost that oil. You don't have that oil. You don't have the cutting edge. You are not the same brother. You are not the same sister. You are not the same person. You lost your cutting edge. But you don't want to accept. That is very dangerous. Very dangerous. And may God help us. Praise the name of the Lord. But the good news this morning, you can recover your cutting edge. You can get back to the authority that you had with God. The power of God can come back. Your prayer life can come back. Your passion for the things of God, your commitment for the things of God, you can come back and be committed with the things of God. You can get back into the presence of God. Because if you do not have or if you do not swim in the presence of the Lord, it will be very, very dangerous. But now, the question is, how do we recover our spiritual power? How do we restore our cutting edge? Very quickly, just a few points that you need to understand for you to be able to recover your cutting edge. Point number one, you must admit that you have lost it. You must admit that you have lost it. That is very, very important. That is point number one. This young man said, but in verse 5, the Bible says, but as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, alas, master, it was borrowed. Now, this young boy, one of the things I like him is because he accepted he had a problem. He accepted that he's no longer the same person. He still had the power to cut down the trees, but he had lost the vital tool, that is the cutting edge. And he accepted, I do not have the cutting edge. He accepted that I do not have it. He accepted that I cannot continue. I want to tell you, I want to challenge you. Some of us, we will never get to the place that God wants us to get until we admit that we lost the power, until we admit that we took our priorities wrong, until we admit that we compromised, we walked away into the presence of God, until some of us admit that we sinned before God, until some of us reach that point and say, I'm no longer committed to the things of God. And I want to get back. I want to be committed. I want to love God more. You must admit. That is the starting point. Admitting that you lost it. Just like I told you, the five foolish virgins, they accepted and they said, we do not have. We have lost, or we have our oil is no longer there. They accepted. And when they accepted, that was the first step for them getting advice, because they were advised where to get the oil. Although they went and they came late, but at least they were shown the direction. And probably if there was another wedding, they would not repeat the same mistake. They would know where to get the oil. So the first thing is to admit. But some of us do not admit. Some of us become so proud. You become so proud and you say, no, for me, I'm okay. But when you try to look at your life, you see there is something wrong with you. You are no longer the same person. You are not committed. I want to tell you this. That's what happened to Samson. Samson, when the enemy came and they came to get hold of him, the Bible tells us that he thought he will just be able to attack the enemy just like the other times. And Judges 16:21, the Bible says, Philistine took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters and he became a grinder in prison. Why? It is because he was so proud. He thought he still have the energy. He thought he still have the cutting edge. He still thought that his hair was still there. His secret of power was still there. But he had lost it. Some of us, if we become proud, the devil will remove our eyes. The devil will terrorize us. The devil will kill us. We have to reach to a point that we say, God help us, because we have lost our cutting edge. In the book of 1 Corinthians 11 and 28, the Bible says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. The key word here is examining. You need to examine yourself. You need to look at yourself. You need to look at your life. We need to look, am I the same person? Am I the same brother? Am I the same sister? Or I lost my cutting edge. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. The Bible says, examine yourself as to whether you are in faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. And the key word here is examining ourselves as to whether we are in faith. We need to test yourself. And this morning, I believe some of us, even as this message goes forth, you are examining your life, you are testing yourself, and you are seeing where you need to rectify. You are looking at yourself and you are asking, do I still have the power? Do I still have the authority of God? Or I lost it completely. I lost my prayer life. I don't read. I don't study the word of God anymore. I lost it. This is the time that you need to admit, that's point number one, that you lost it. You need to admit that you lost it. And the second step that you have to do as you get to recovering your cutting edge, you must admit that it was borrowed. Point number two, you must admit that it was borrowed. Now, this young man, he said it was borrowed. It was a sign of saying, now, you see, now I have lost it. That was point number one, accepting. And the other point, he went ahead and said, it was borrowed. It was not mine. You see, we must reach to that point of discovering that we do not possess anything. We do not have anything. Everything that we have belongs to God. Even the ability, the knowledge, the power that you have is not yours. It belongs to God. Some of us who are singers, good singers, we must reach to a point of understanding that even that voice does not belong to you. It belongs to God. Praise the name of the Lord. It belongs to God. It's not yours. We must reach that point of admitting that. In the book of John chapter 15 and verse 5, Jesus was talking, and this is what he was saying. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And towards the end he says, apart from me, you cannot do nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot do anything without him. You must reach that point. And when you reach that point, you can never be proud of what God has given you. The job that you have belongs to the Lord. The money that you have, the dollar that you have, that car that you have belongs to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. When you know that, you'll be able to give to God faithfully. You'll be able to tithe, to pay your tithe. You know, some of us do not pay our tithe because they don't believe that money belongs to the Lord. And that is why we have magnetic fingers when it comes to money. Money comes to you. But for the money to be released to the work of God, to the things of God, it becomes very difficult. But my prayer is that we reach that point of discovering that everything that we have belongs to the Lord. In the book of Proverbs 19:14, some of us boast because of our wives, because of our children. But the Bible says, houses and wives are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Did you know that that wife is not your wife? That husband is not your husband, belongs to God. And when God wants to take her, he can take her even without your authority. Because everything belongs to God. And we must reach that point of admitting that whatever we have belongs to the Lord. Even that voice, some of us, they were good singers in Kenya, but they don't sing anymore. Why? Because they have not discovered that that voice does not belong to them. It belongs to God. When you discover that, you will come and ask Pastor, when do you meet for practice? I want to join choir. I want to serve the Lord. Because at time, God can come and take away that voice. There was one sister. She used to be a very good singer, but she had the gouts and they did an operation and they removed some of the things. Now she cannot sing. She cannot sing. And she feels so bad when the others are singing because she used to be a good singer. But now when you ask her, she will tell you the voice belongs to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And number three, and this is very important, you must return to where you lost it. We must return. We must return to where we lost it. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 6 says, the man of God asked, where did it fall? We must, the best place to look for anything is where you lost it. Where did you lose it? Some of us, we lost it when we came to America. Some of us, we lost it in the embassy when you went for an interview. That's where you lost your cutting edge. That's the time you lied and you did so many things and you discovered you have lost your cutting edge. Some of you, you lost it during your employment. Some of you, you lost it when you are getting married. Where did you lose your cutting edge? You must reach a point that you will ask yourself, where did I lose my cutting edge? Praise the name of the Lord. We were being told in North Carolina of a very good family, and they were there without papers. This couple, they were there without papers, and they got somebody, a man who was ready to marry the wife. To marry the wife so that they can get papers. This man married the wife in quotes, but after finishing marrying, he decided now to go to the next step, and he demanded conjugal rights with the wife. And it was so serious because the man compromised, and he would take the wife in the evening depending on the demand of this man. And it reached a time that the children were asking, Daddy, where do you take our mom every weekend? Where do you take our mom? Until the man lied and was saying, she's working in that particular house. That was dangerous. They lost their cutting edge. They lost their cutting edge. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to look at our life. We need to ask ourselves, where did I lose my cutting edge? Let me tell you, money is not everything. Staying in America is good, but that is not the end. It's not the solution of our problems. Because as you can see, even us who stays in Kenya, we are still healthy and we are still doing well. So we need to understand that we need to trust God and to depend upon God. Let's not lose our cutting edge because of anything, because of money. You need to ask yourself, where did you lose your cutting edge? Praise the name of the Lord. That is the best place. That is the best place that you need to get so that you can know where to recover it. The book of Revelation, when they were talking about the church of Ephesus, and the Lord was talking to this church of Ephesus, he was telling them, I know your works, I know your labor, I know your patience. And I know how you cannot bear those who are evil. And you tried those pretending to be apostles and are not, and have found them liars. Verse 4 says, but I have this against you, that you left your first love. And verse 5 says, therefore remember from where you have fallen. He was telling them, you need to get to that point where you lost it, where you lost the love. That is the only place that you can be able to recover where you lost, what you lost. Praise the name of the Lord. And as I am talking that, I know some of you are looking at your life and you are saying, oh yes, I lost it here and I want to recover it. I want to get back to where I started. Because like this young man, you can imagine if he did not admit that he lost it, he would just be swinging the handle, just cutting so hard, sweating, but no progress. No progress. But you must admit that you lost it, and you must get to the place where you lost it. And number 4, you must trust God. You must trust God's power for its recovery. You must trust God's power for its recovery. 2 Kings chapter 6 and 6b says, so he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. Praise the name of the Lord. He cut off a stick and threw it there, and he made the iron float. And number 4, I'm saying, you must trust God's power for its recovery. Some of you who did physics, you realize that iron do not float. They don't have the power to float. When you put an iron in water, it just sinks down. But this one, the Bible says that it started floating. It disobeyed the power of gravity and it started coming. So what does it tell us? It tells us it was only God's power that was involved. It was not the power of anybody. It was not even the power of the servant of the Lord, Elisha. It was God's power. I'm here to tell you, for you to recover what you lost, you do not need my power or the power of your pastor, but you need the power of God. It is only God who can take you back to where you are. It is only God who can give you back what you lost. It is only God who can make you to start praying like the way you are praying. It is only God who can give you that passion. It is only God who can reorganize your priorities. It is only God who can give you a new focus on the things of God. And when you trust God, I am telling you, you will go back to where you lost it. You will get back to being committed. Praise the name of the Lord. Our own powers, our own strength, we will be disappointed. Remember the case of Simon Peter when he tried fishing the whole night. His own powers, he could not get anything. He could not get a catch. But when Jesus came and told him, launch into the deep, he said, it is true, I have tried by my own powers, but because you have said it, I am going to launch into the deep. And you know what happened when he obeyed God and he obeyed Jesus and he understood that he has power? The Bible says he got a great catch. When we obey God and realize that God has power and he has strength to make you come back to where you lost it, I'm telling you, it is possible. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to understand that when we come to the place where we acknowledge the loss of the cutting edge, there is only one way to get it back. We must trust God's power for its recovery. Praise the name of the Lord. The book of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We must reach that point to admit that we have sinned, we have lost it. So that is very important. And the last point here, you must act on your knowledge. You must act on the knowledge. When you have discovered that you have lost your cutting edge, you admit that it was borrowed, and then you go back to where you lost it, and then trust God's power. Now, the last thing that you need to do, you must act on the knowledge that you have received. Because the Bible says in verse 7, therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it. Suppose he did all those things, but he did not act. He did not stretch his hand to pick the axe. He will still be miserable. He will still be desperate. He will not have made any progress. But the Bible says that when he was told that, he acted in the knowledge that he had received. And he stretched out his hand, received the cutting edge, fixed it, I believe, and he went back to work. Praise the name of the Lord. He went back to work. I am telling you, there are people here today, they are going back to work. They are going back to work because they are acting on the knowledge that they have received. They are acting on the message that has come across, that you need to get back to where you lost it. We find that in the story of Samson, as Samson acted on the knowledge, when actually he understood that he had lost his strength, he had lost his power, he was already under captive. If you continue, you realize that Samson in the book of Judges 16 and 28, the Bible says, then Samson called to the Lord, saying, O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once. O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. That was Samson. He had lost it. And he had the knowledge. He had lost it. And he took everything that he needed to have done. And the last thing was to act. He prayed. I believe there are people here who are praying and saying, God, this one more time, take me back to where I will be able to enlarge my spiritual territory. Because as I am talking, Some of your dwelling place is so congested, is so stuffy, you are suffocating there, and you need to enlarge it. You need to move forward. But the problem is, you have refused to admit that you lost your cutting edge. You are going to suffocate. And I pray there are people here like Samson, that they will pray this prayer, the Lord, may you strengthen me just this once, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines. We must reach to that point that we need to act on the knowledge. We need to take a step of faith. The prodigal son, when he discovered he was far from his father, when he discovered that he had lost the favor, when he discovered that he was not the same person, the Bible says that he said to himself that I am going back to the father. Enough is enough. I'm going back to the Father. And he said, I will go back. He acted on the knowledge. When he received the knowledge, when he understood, he said, I'm going back to the Father. And you know the story very well. He went back to the Father. And when he went back to the Father was waiting for him. The Father embraced him. The Father clothed him, put him new clothes, put him new shoes, a ring. And they celebrated. There was slaughtering in the house. There was rejoicing. Because this young boy had acted on the knowledge. And he had gone back to where he lost the power. Where he lost the way, he went there. Some of us this morning, I believe we are saying, we must go back. We must go back to where we lost it. We must go back to the Father. We must act on the knowledge. You must admit that you lost it. You must trust God for its power. You must, go to that particular place. And finally, you must act on the knowledge. And when we do that, We are going to recover what we lost, the commitment that we lost, the prayer life that we lost. Because as I am talking, I feel there are some of you that are saying, I lost my prayer life. I'm not the same person that used to be. I used to pray a lot. Some of you, you lost your priorities. You lost your passion. You lost your discipline. You lost your commitment. But I thank God because God is faithful. When you go back to Him, like the prodigal son went back to the father, He is ready to embrace you. I want all of us to rise up as we pray now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you. Father, we glorify your name. I want to ask my wife just to come and lead us in a chorus. And as we sing, I want to believe that this message is your message. I want you to own this message. And I want to ask you to ask yourself, where is my cutting edge? Do I still have the cutting edge? Or I lost it? Where did you lose your cutting edge? Where did you lose it? Is a question that you need to ask yourself. Where did I lose it? And the other thing is, you must admit that you do not have it. You must admit, and you must go back to where you lost it. You must trust God's power to recover it, because it is not by your own powers. It is by the power of God. And finally, just like we have been challenged, that we need to act on the knowledge. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah.
Touch me once more.
Everybody sing.
Touch me once more. Touch me once more, Lord. Touch me once more. Lord, revive me once more. Revive me once more. Revive me once more, Lord. Revive me once more. Lord, anoint me once more. Anoint me once more. Anoint me once more, Lord. Anoint me once more. Lord, restore me once more. Restore me once more. Restore me once more, Lord. Restore me once more.
In that mode of prayer, I would like to pray with you. You are here and you are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to get back to where I lost it. It is true, I lost the commitment. I lost the priorities. I lost the prayer life. And maybe you are here, you are saying, Pastor, pray with me, because I believe I came all the way. We came all the way from Kenya to bring you this message that you can recover your cutting edge. Are you there and you are saying, Pastor, pray with me? Please just lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to remember you in prayer. That may God restore you. May God see you there. God bless you there. God bless you there. Just take a step of faith and just come in front here. We'd like to pray with you and trust God. Just like we said, it is not by our own powers. We need to trust God. Just come forward here as we pray with you and as we ask God. That may God restore you. May God take you back to where you lost it in the name of Jesus. You don't need to fear anybody. Remember, it is you. This young man ran to the servant of the Lord. And he told the servant of the Lord, Lord, I lost it. I lost it. Just come forward. Just come in front in the name of Jesus as our pastor. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Riyama Sakai. Yes, there is power in your
Thank
blood.
Thank you, Jehovah.
Jehovah, thank
there
you, Lord.
Is power,
oh, yes, Lord.
Power,
thank you, Jehovah.
Wonder-working power in the
oh,
blood.
Yes. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Of the
I sense you are still there. You are still there. You know yourself.
Power,
and you are saying, God, restore my prayer life. This is the best opportunity to come that you may receive in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Ramasi.
I thank you for my brother. I thank you, Jehovah. May you touch my brother in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, I pray that he may recover. He's cutting it, oh, Lord. He lost it. He has admitted that he not had it. Father, I pray, oh God, as your servant, oh Jehovah, may he recover it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name.
Yes, there is victory.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jehovah. Oh, Ramasikariyamata. Oh,
Ramarabasikariyamata.
I thank you for my sister. I thank you for my sister. I am here to declare that she's getting back her cutting edge in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where she lost it. Oh, God.
Anointing, wonder-working anointing in the blood. Anointing, wonder-working anointing in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Precious blood of the Lamb.
Father, we thank you. Thank you for these men and women that have come here, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because I know that they will never be the same again. Because the message has come across that they are getting back their cutting edge. They are getting back even to enlarging their spiritual territory. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of stagnation. And I pray that, God, they're going to march forward. They're going to move forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for restoring their cutting edge in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving them, oh God, what they had lost, King of Glory, because you are a faithful God. Father, we thank you. We bless you. I don't know whether you are here and you are not saved. I don't close my meeting without giving an opportunity for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I know that is the only thing that can transform somebody. That is the only thing that you can be handed over. You are cutting edge. Remember, we were told it was borrowed. So you do not have anything, even for us who are saved. It is by the grace that we are saved. And if you are not saved, the Lord wants to give you a cutting edge by just surrendering your life to the Lord. Are you here and you are not saved? Lift up your right hand. I will pray with you and lead you to the Lord.
Jesus.
Anybody who you are here and you are not saved, you do not have a relationship with the Lord, lift up your right hand just as we close with the last prayer. I don't see any hand. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity you've given us that we may be able to share your word. I pray, God, that you continue blessing each one of us. And most, Lord, I commit this church, the Empowerment Christian Church, before you. Thank you for the pastor and the family and the leadership of this church. Father, I declare your special blessing upon this church in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy that this church will not just be a church, but it will be a church with a difference. It will be a church that God, everybody will desire to be in, oh God. Because Lord, of the cutting edge that you are giving the members of this church, that they're going to move to great heights, oh Father. And I prophesy, Lord, that this place will be too small for them, oh God. And they will desire, the members of this church, they will go to the pastor and they will tell pastor, this place is becoming too small. We want to enlarge the place of our dwelling. And God, you are going to bless them and to take them to great heights, oh Jehovah. I pray that you bless them, even bless the families, bless the children in this church. And let your power and your presence reign upon every person, oh God. We thank you. We bless you. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and believe in the church. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a mighty hand clap. Amen. Offering